Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Tamika. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality insurance purposes. How may I help you?
This is Pat Chatterhoe. They gave me another a number, PIN number, and I had never got it. I was supposed to wait 24 hours. Could you tell me what it is?
Ma'am? Ma'am?
Yes. What is it?
Can you say that one more time?
I need my PIN name, a number. They gave me another one. I had to wait 24 hours before they get, but that one don't work. It's 5241, and they were giving me another one. Could you probably look it up?
Yes, ma'am. The only way I will be able to look it up is if I file you another claim. And your PIN number should work because that's like your last
two. Well, they said it didn't. I mean, they said that it was, you know, I can't help it. This is the most screwed up thing, this unemployment deal. You wear yourself out by calling numbers, and I get sick of it.
Yes, ma'am. I'm so sorry for
that. And then I get letters that I may not even be able to draw.
Because basically the only thing we can do is file your claim. That inquiry line, that number that we give you for the call, the inquiry department, you have to call that at 5 p.m. Sunday through Thursday, and then you have to schedule an appointment. But they only do 600 claimants that can schedule an appointment per day.
Well, I ain't never heard nothing about they give me an appointment.
Yes, ma'am, you will have to call that inquiry line department, and then you have to schedule an appointment at 5 p.m. Sunday through Thursday.
Well, appointment where? Y'all are not even anywhere around here.
Yes, ma'am, can you lower your tone? I'm sorry.
Huh?
Can you lower your tone?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm real upset about something, hon. I'm sorry.
You're fine. Basically, I'm telling you that I can give you the number to the inquiry department. Okay.
Well, I think I know it. Let me get it here. It's 800-361-4524.
Yes, ma'am.
I call all these numbers and it don't work. It's not worth a hill of beans.
Yes, ma'am.
Might as well be out there digging up for a garden. I can't get no results out of any number I call. I've been calling for a couple of weeks and it ain't resulted for nothing.
I understand, ma'am, but we're only the new claims line.
Well, what are y'all to do? What is y'all's problem? What is it that y'all do?
We file the claims.
Well, nobody has filed a claim for me that I know of. They ain't done nothing.
Yes, ma'am. You
said the PIN number ain't no good.
Yes, ma'am. You said you was calling about your PIN number. Normally, when
I'm not just calling about that. It says you're supposed to call this number Monday through Friday.
Yes, ma'am. You called this number Monday through Friday to file a claim.
Well, I think I filed a claim, but it ain't doing me no good.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry for the inconvenience, but this is the new
Well, hon, what am I to do? Can you tell me anything that I can do?
As I was telling you earlier that you have to call the inquiry department.
Well, I know that, but what are they to do? They don't tell me nothing. I don't get nothing out of nobody.
Yes, ma'am. Are you calling to file a claim?
Hon, I called a couple of weeks ago, thought I did that.
Yes, ma'am.
I gave them a bunch of information, so I think I filed a claim, but see if I did.
Yes, ma'am. Well, that's okay. We're the new claims line, so if I would file you another claim, that's basically you're just only calling to get your pen. Is that correct?
No. That ain't the only reason I call. It says call Monday through Friday.
Can you hold for one moment?
Yeah.
Ma'am, when was your last weekly certification? Hello? 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 Are you still there?
I'm here.
When was your last weekly certification, ma'am?
Son, I call this number when I'm supposed to.
Yes, ma'am. I just need to know when did you do your last weekly certification?
Well, I guess this week, but when I called this 800 number and they said that they have to give me another, it says call every week, 800-752-7389, Sunday through Friday, call every week, Sunday through Friday. I call all these kind of taking numbers, and it ain't worth a hell of beans. And this right here, 800-752-7389, call every week, Sunday through Thursday. It don't do no good to call these cotton picking numbers. It hadn't done me any good. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, hon. Do you know anything to tell me?
Okay, what's your your last name and the last four of your social?
It's my 6952 is the last numbers. And PATSYADERHOLT.
Can you slow down a little bit and repeat that again?
ADERHOLT.
ADERHOLT.
PATSY.
I'm sorry, can you slow down for a little bit, ma'am? You're kind of going too fast.
PATSY.
Ma'am, if you keep on being really rude,
okay,
I'm going to have
hon,
to disconnect
the call. I'm just agitated about something, okay? And I'm sorry.
Okay, can you pronounce your last name for me?
Aderholt. A-D-E-R-H-O-L-T.
And you said the last four of your social?
6952.
All right, ma'am. I'm going to get I'm going to get you taken care of. Just give me 1 second. Just bear with me.
Well, I appreciate somebody doing something, hon, because they ain't nobody been doing nothing that I know of, and I've been calling numbers for over 2 weeks.
I'm gonna get you I'm gonna get your pen reset, and we're get you taken care of, okay?
I appreciate you, hon. I'm sorry I've been talking.
You're
I'm
fine.
So agitated at some people that's doing me wrong.
You're fine. I understand. But we're going to get you taken care
of.
No,
hon, I don't need to be taking it out on you. I'm so sorry.
You're fine. We're going to get this taken care of for you.
And
but
I just like for somebody to do something, because
yes,
I've been calling numbers and I ain't accomplished nothing.
Yes, ma'am. I know it can get a little agitated at times. You're fine.
Yeah. Well, you're a real nice lady, and I appreciate it.
And
I'm not usually like this.
Can I have your social security number, ma'am?
417.
Mm-hmm.
5-4-6-9-5-2. And my phone has gone almost dead, and that's another thing. Ridiculous.
I'm so sorry about this, ma'am. I'm going to get you taken care of.
Well, I honestly haven't accomplished anything, hon. And I've been calling numbers for over 2 weeks, and nobody has accomplished nothing.
Give me 1 second, man. Okay, and your temporary pin is...
It's what, huh?
1 second. Your temporary pin is 5241, correct?
Well, hon, that's the one I've been having all this time. They said they was working on another one, and I had to wait 24 hours. I've had that dogged pen number, and they say it's not right.
Yes, ma'am. We're trying to get you taken care of now. Trying to get that pen reset it for you. Give me 1 second. And what's your social?
417-546-952.
I'm trying to get you taken care of, ma'am. Just bear with me because this computer just been acting up all day.
Oh, really?
It's been booting me off, and I'm like, oh, my God. I'm trying to get my customers good and make sure they're okay. So I don't want to mess anything up.
Well, I don't think you would. I haven't accomplished anything calling all these numbers.
All right, I think we got a situation here.
A bad situation?
No, ma'am.
No, okay.
Ma'am, how are you trying to use your temporary pen?
Hello? Huh?
Uh-huh. How are you
What?
Trying how are you trying to use your temporary pen?
Hun, I don't know what to do with it. I ain't never been told what to do with it. I haven't been told nothing about it. Except that it wasn't what I was supposed to have. That's all I've ever heard.
Okay, I'm just trying to get some information here. Just hold for one moment for me. Okay.
What's that?
Okay, Miss Patsy.
Yeah.
So the temporary pen is used for you to go on that portal, and you're going to type that in that portal, and it's going to tell you what's going on with your claim. You can go online and use the pen. Have you tried to go on that website, www.labor.alabama.gov?
I don't know. The girl at the – I don't have internet, and I hadn't been using my laptop in over a year or more.
Do you have, like, a telephone or something? Because you can go on that website.
I don't have internet at all.
Yes, ma'am. Well, basically.
And the girl at the library, the one that runs it, she can only do so much because of security. So she tried to go online, but I don't want to go online because it's aggravating about my laptop because it don't fold up. A lady had to fix it before it even be used. But, you know, since the virus, you know, it ain't.
Yes, ma'am, but.
I don't think it's be worth anything for me to even do anything for this unemployment. Because I worked at a place for nearly 22 years, and so I'm not used to drawing no unemployment.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's really all that I can explain to you about the pen. You will have to go on that portal and use that pen.
I don't know what the word you're saying. I don't know what that is.
The temporary pen that has been given to
you? What word you saying? I don't understand it.
I'm saying you will have to go to that www.labor.alabama.gov, that website, and you will have to go on there and use your pen, and you can look at your unemployment claim that way. The only thing that we can do is file you a claim, but you're just trying to understand why your pen isn't working. But the only thing we can do is file your claim. There's really nothing else that we can tell you about your pen besides going on.
Well, Labor Alabama GOV, I mean, www.
www.labor, www.alabama.gov. You can go on that website, and it's going to ask you for your PIN, your social security number. You're going to type that in, and then it should show you where you can go for it from there. But other than
it's
that,
www.labor.alabama.gov.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hadn't gone on that because I've been involved in trying. Anyway, I've got a lot of trouble. Trouble follows me around.
Yes,
ma'am. And I don't know. I don't think it'd do me any good to get on that website. Not at all. I don't know how to get on it.
That's the website that I'm giving to you for to get on it, ma'am.
I know, but I don't know how to get on it, and I don't know if there'll be anybody. I mean, she can't, the girl at the library, she can't do much because of security.
Yes, ma'am. But unfortunately, there is nothing else that we can do regarding your PIN. Because that temporary PIN is basically off for your last two of your social security number and the last two of your birth year.
Yeah, I know.
The only thing we can do is file a claim, but you're not calling to file a claim. You're calling about why you can't use your PIN. And unfortunately,
well, I'm really calling just because it says called. That's the main reason I called, because it says called. But I don't ever accomplish anything. I just make calls.
Because I'm so sorry about the inconvenience.
Well, hon, I'll just call you back. I'm just real agitated right now, okay?
Okay.
And I'm not accomplishing anything, and you say I have to do that, so you can't help me with nothing right now.
Well, if you need assistance filing a new claim,
well, I don't know if a new claim is going to do me any good at all.
Yes, ma'am. That website, you can go and check up on your benefits and your unemployment claim. But we're the only news claims line, so I'm sorry for the inconvenience. There's really nothing else that we can do.
Okay. I'll carry my laptop and see what she can do at the library.
Okay.
I'm not accomplishing anything for the last over 2 weeks. Not nothing.
I understand.
They ain't nobody really told me what to do.
Miss,
they just gave me that information the first time I called.
Yes, ma'am, because it's basically everything that you will have to do. But when you are calling this line, basically, we're only doing claims. You're calling about your PIN.
Well, not really. I'm just calling because it says call. That's all I know, huh?
Yes, ma'am. I understand. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, I appreciate your time, and I'll see what I can do about that thing. Thanks, huh?
All right. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.